Turn your Bible to Zechariah chapter 4. I just want to share a passage with you that's kind of been our motto, I guess you could call it, for our ministry there. And France is kind of a unique field. I guess we could say that about any field. But I think a French pastor I met put it best. He said there's all different kind of fields in the world. There's some where you're planting and some where you're reaping and some where you're just kind of watering what's already been planted. And he told me here in France, we're just plowing up the soil and it's full of rocks. And that's kind of true. It's a slow going process of getting through to people and getting them to be interested in religious things, and then getting them to admit that, you know, that Jesus exists and that he was a real person, and then to take it to the next step to where they believe in him as their Savior. It's a long process. And it can be frustrating. And I remember in the first few years that we'd been there and on the field in Limu that I was actually getting kind of down about not seeing a lot of results. I was reading reports from fellow missionaries that I knew who, you know, had started their third church in the same amount of time that we'd been in France, you know, and had whole villages saved and I wasn't seeing those kind of things. And I was actually starting to question God, am I still where you want me to be? You know, are we just spinning our wheels here? Are you sure this is your will for our lives? And is it time to go back already? Which was a struggle for me, because I didn't want to come back and be seen as a failure. But I felt that God, you know, might be done with us. And it was during that time that my wife had seen this book in one of her, seen this verse in one of her women books, you know, those women devotional books that are pink and, you know, I call them e-book. E stands for estrogen. But she always has these books laying around, and she loves reading, and she always wants to share with me what she found in one of them. And so this time she shared with me this verse, and I was like, wow. You know, it really convicted me about how I'd been looking at our ministry there. And it was Zechariah chapter 4. We'll start with verse 9. It says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. You see the question it asks there, who has despised the day of small things? That really touched me. You know, because, you know, as Americans, I think we like big things. We like big moments, big events. We like the touchdowns and the slam dunks, you know. Star Wars, these movies that are, you know, 2 hours long and just filled with action. That's what we like, we live for. How many of y'all are soccer fans? One hand way in the back. Two, okay, two. You know? Soccer is, Americans are taking a while to kind of catch on to this soccer thing. You know, it's, people run back and forth and they might almost score. And then they run back and forth and they almost score, but no. And they run back and forth, and that's about it the whole game. All right, there's not a lot of high, big moments in that, is it? You know, we like big things. We like to see people saved and lives just turned around right away. We like to see conversions and everything. We like to see the church just grow quickly, and it can come to the point to where we only rely on moments like that. Now we forget that sometimes God works through small things. Thankfully, He works through small people. He worked through a little guy from a little town. So small we didn't even have a population sign in East Texas. I mean, if he can work with me, he can work with anybody. He multiplied what? Was it filet mignon that Jesus multiplied? Yeah, just fish and bread. Two of the most plain ingredients that you can have. But he did something amazing with it. You know, turned it into something just huge. So Jesus has worked with small things, and that's the way God works today. And I, in my ministry, I was overlooking all the small things that God was doing in our ministry there, you know? Little things that, you know, you just kind of forget about. And I got back to looking, and there was a lot of them. God had been doing a lot of things to show that He was still in the work and that it was still progressing. I shared with you about that couple who had never heard the Christian point of view, were atheists. You know, a couple of years later, after we, you know, tried to keep in contact with them and everything, my wife had put a little message on Facebook about her dad going into the hospital, and the lady of this couple had put a little comment on there saying, So sorry to hear that. I'm going to go to the church and light a candle and pray for your dad. You know, and you know, it's easy to kind of look at that and say, oh, that's terrible. That's a Catholic thing. But a person who was atheist suddenly saying that they were going to go pray, to me, that was wow. You know, it's a small thing, but it's showing that there's progress being made. We had a man, who a Muslim man, whose his kids were coming to our Bible study. And he told me one day, he said, you know, I've noticed a change in my children's behavior since they've been coming to your Bible study. At first, I wasn't sure if it was a positive or negative change. But thankfully, it was a positive change. Amen. And he said, I want them to keep coming, and in fact, I'm going to come too. Amen. You know, he hadn't come yet, but he's told me that twice. And so when I get back, I'm going to remind him that the Quran says, if you lie, you go to hell. And so he better come. You know, and so it's a small thing. You know, he didn't just repent and turn, you know, turn completely his life over to the Lord, but he's made a step forward. And sometimes that God works that way. You know, sometimes in our own personal evangelism and when we're trying to share with our coworkers, our neighbors, or family, one of the hardest places to share there, we can get frustrated that there's not seeming to be any progress made, that they're maybe taking a step back every time they take a step forward. And it can be, yeah, it can be frustrating. But realize that sometimes God works that way, through just slow, continual process, slow, small things happening. That's what was happening in this passage. You know, Zerubbabel was supposed to be rebuilding the temple, and if you looked out and saw him, he was walking around with a little string in his hand with a weight on the end. That doesn't seem like a very big job, does it? You think Zerubbabel, the man in charge, that he would at least have a nail gun or something, screwdriver? No, but he was walking around with a rock and a string, you know, but it seemed like a small thing, but what that was for measuring the walls to make sure they were straight. So that was showing that, that walls were being built, that progress was being made, that the temple was getting reconstructed in spite of all the persecution that they had. And so it was a small thing, but it was showing that work was being done. And it finishes that statement saying that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, that he was seeing the problems that they were having. He was seeing the struggles that they went through. Yeah, it's hard to share Christ with people. And, you know, it's not just a natural thing we do. Well, for some people just kind of love it, you know. My wife is that way, by the way. She works part-time at Walmart, and she's going to convert the whole store eventually. I know it. She just shares Christ with everybody, you know, just an extrovert, outgoing person. You know, I'm not that way. I'm an introvert. Any other introverts here? Don't raise your hand. It'd be terrible. You know, I'm happy if I just get to stay home all day. You know, that's a good day for me. But that's not what God called us to do. You know, we're supposed to be going out there. And he sees our struggles. He sees what we're going through. And what did it say in verse 9? It said that the Lord called Zerubbabel to do this work, and he's going to finish it. And that, to me, is one of the most encouraging things. I never doubted that God called me to France. I've often wondered why, and why he didn't pick somebody else. But I knew for sure that he was calling me to do that. And so if he called me to go over there, then he's going to finish the work that he called me to do, as long as I'm faithful to him. And so if he called me to do it, he's going to accomplish it. And thankfully, God just didn't call missionaries. He calls us all. He's got a special job of ministry for everybody in his church. It might just be sharing Christ with someone. It might just be helping in the nursery. But if God's called you to do a ministry, he's going to give you the strength to accomplish it. And of course, just to finish with verse 6, the glory of it all goes to him. In verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When we do see the work completed, and hopefully pretty soon it's looking like when I get to over there in Limu and we see the churches planted, and they have a French person as their pastor, and completely relying on their own funds, nothing from the United States going over there, that's going to be a great day. And when that day arrives, it won't be because of Jason Clark. No, because if it was up to me, I wouldn't even gone over there. I hate traveling. But it'll be because God did the work using us. And so that's when God moves, even if it may be by small things, make sure and give him the honor and the glory for it. And don't even take the credit for those small things happening. Give all the honor and glory to God. Once again, thank you for this opportunity to share with you about our ministry. And I'll be praying for you as well. I like to be able to come and get to know people. And I found out that Christians all over the world are just wonderful people because they all love the Lord and are trying to do his will. Even the ones in France, it's great. And so thank you for this opportunity. And do remember to pray for us and for the future, that God would make it his will known, and that we would be able to follow it, whatever it may be. Thank you.